is Chris.
Hey, Chris, sorry about that. I'm not sure. Could you hear me on that call?
Yes, I could.
Okay, yeah, my end just dropped out. We've been having that problem kind of lately.
Okay. So I'm not in front of my computer right now, so I don't have the numbers from what you sent me right in front of me, but can you just refresh my memory in terms of what the cost of the 40 was and what the cost of the 25 was?
Yeah, absolutely. So with the 40, it would be, the loan amount would be $40,000. The total payback would be $58,800 with a daily payment of $534. Now, on the $25,000,
it costs me $18,000.
Yes, yes. And that would be, now that would be if you take it to the full term without any early payments or a renewal. Now, I know that we are looking at the renewal option as being something that we think is on the horizon for us. So on that $40,000 over 5 months, you would have a renewal option at 2.5 months. And typically, if you go for the renewal, there is a significant discount on the remaining interest balance. I don't have the exact numbers on what that is for this program, but usually it's either a full interest forgiveness or something along the lines of like 50% of that remaining balance being cleared.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty significant.
It absolutely is. And that is kind of why I know we were looking for a larger number, and I saw this loan option as sort of a band-aid solution to buy some time to get to that full payoff solution. So definitely that is some built-in incentive to this program. If you're looking for additional funds, that $58,000, that's the top end of what you would pay in interest. If you renew, it's going to be significantly less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that daily payment, that's crazy, to be honest with you. So the cost of that is causing that daily payment to be astronomical.
Sure. I can understand that. Now, on the, you know, and again, what I would say, if we're looking for, I mean, to give you some honest feedback, if we're looking for, you know, more funds going forward, a lot of times it makes sense to start off with a smaller amount, just because, you know, really what you're trying to accomplish out of this is get enough funds to kind of, you know, finish your, were you working on some expansion? I'm sorry, I don't have the actual.
Like I said, I'm laying brick right now.
Yes, yes.
Building a cellar tavern.
So yeah. Basically, you know, if the 25 or even the 15 is enough to get you started on that, you're not only getting started on it, but you're establishing the relationship. So one of the goals that we want with this first kind of starter package is, well, we want it to be enough for the funds for you to be to have something to work with, but we also want to establish the relationship. So if you're able to get in on something where you can afford the payments for the first 2.5 months, both of these programs, you have a renewal option after 2.5 months. So if you're able to get in 2.5 months, from there, we're going to be able to get you a larger, you know, more additional funds where your current balances are going to be reduced at that time. When you're an existing customer, we're able to approve you for a lot more at a lower rate. And again, your rate, the reason why that is so high is the industry that you're in and the length of business that you have. Once you become an established customer with us, that mitigates a lot of that risk.
All right.
Some honest feedback is you might be better served if going on the smaller end of this, if it's enough to start with.
Right. Okay, so what's 25 again? Give me the numbers on the 25.
Yeah, so for the 25, it's going to be a loan amount of $25,000. The total payback would be $36,250.
So it's costing me 11 to get 25.
Yes. And that would be, again, if you take it all the way to term without the prepayment discounts.
And the payments are what? What are the daily payments?
The payment on that would be $330.
Sorry, man. Yeah. All right, tell me about the 15.
Okay, yeah, so give me 1 second here. So for the 15, it looks like for $15,000, we would be able to, well, it would actually be $15,400. The total payback would be $20,790. So you're looking at just a little over $5,000 on that one. And then it would also be over 5 months, and your daily payment would be $198. So it is significantly cheaper. The daily payment is significantly less, but you're talking about just, you know, less initial funds.
Yep. Well, the cost of the money is a lot less.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, if 15 is something that you can at least get started with, it gets your foot in the door and it lets you establish yourself as an existing customer with us, which there's great benefits to that.
Yep. All right, maybe that's more of a better option for me to take in order to achieve what I'm trying to get done long term. So.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, honestly, the advice that I try to give in this situation is if there's not much of a difference between the $40,000 and the $15,000, neither of them are going to solve your problem completely, right? So if the $15,000 is enough to just get started, it's probably worth it to do that over the $40,000 because of the advantage you get of just establishing the relationship, and it's a lower cost to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'm going to weigh that $15,000 against the $25,000, but the cost of the $40,000 is just crazy.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And with that, I think a lot of the reason is, like I said, the industry that you're in, and with the larger amount, the more risk there is, which mm-hmm. makes it cost more.
Yep.
So this is one of those situations where a smaller amount, it's a little less risky on our side. It's more affordable on your side, but it allows us both to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's say, now I'm still comparing different options. Like I said, I got a line of credit option on the table. I've got another thing going, resetting with fast capital as a consideration. So mm-hmm. if I would choose your option here, which like I said is a step in the direction towards what I'm trying to achieve long term.
Yes.
What does it take to get that going? What's the timing?
So let me take a look at what kind of stipulations. So with this, if we wanted to do the 15, mm-hmm. Looks like I have everything I need to generate the documents for it. All I would need to do is request the documents for the 15, send them to you. If everything looks good, you sign those, send them back to me, and I will need a few closing items. So it's usually something along the lines of a month-to-date bank statement just to bring it current to the time that we fund. Sometimes they'll also ask for a business lease agreement. To show that you are, just to get all the information on the business location, show that you're current on your payments. But all of that can be gathered in, you know, one day. And, you know, theoretically, if we move forward on this, we could fund it as soon as, you know, Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'll put it in play. Is it possible to give me the documents for both the 15 and the 25, and that way I could make a decision on which one to sign, or is it just one document that you gotta?
So I can give you the terms for both of them, but to generate the documents, they typically just allow us to generate one. Otherwise, it looks kind of like indecision. We like to get, especially when it comes down to the credit officers that sign off for the final funding, we have to have everything lined up and just ready to knock down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you'd like, I can email you right now those terms for the 15.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then, you know, when you get a chance to look at them and actually, you know, look one next to the other and compare them, let me know which one you like, and I will get you... I will generate the documents for you and get them to you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, any other questions for me?
What time is it now?
So I'm in California, so I got a little more time. I will be around the office for about another 2 hours.
Okay, because I'm thinking that, you know, I might be able to come to a decision, you know, within the next hour or two, and if that's the case, I can tell you to go ahead and pull the trigger and get things going.
Sure.
And we know it's settled for the weekend, and you guys could make things happen on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Just to give you insight on how it works, once I have the official program that we're going to go on and I request the documents, it usually takes about an hour or so to get those, and I would send them back to you. So if we are able to get that request in today, they'll be there first thing Monday morning. We can get everything turned back in on Monday and funded on Tuesday, if we're looking to go on that kind of timeline.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. Being that I've got some contractors that are looking to meet with me on Tuesday morning, I was kind of looking maybe to have a solution here.
To kind of know what you have in place, yeah.
So is it possible to have it funded by the end of the day on Monday?
If I can request the documents probably in the next hour or so, I think so. They will tell me what the closing items are. As soon as I know, I tell you, and then as soon as you get those back into me, we're good to fund. So it's just a matter of, you know, if you have your business lease on hand, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I do. In fact, I don't know if I've explained it to you before, but the principles of Bullshit and Cobalt Skill are the same principal owners.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember we went through that.
We lease our property from ourselves.
Sure, that's actually going to make things easy.
Yeah. So, it's just a different entity. So, all right, why don't you send me those numbers? I'll see if I can come to a decision on this in the next hour, and if you can get your end taken care of.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, even if it takes you more than the next hour or something to decide, you can send me an email, and I see my email over the weekend, so if I see that it's there, I will actually put the request in over the weekend, so it is there immediately when we open on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, why don't you go ahead and send that my way, and I'll see if I can come through a decision shortly.
Okay, perfect. I'll send it over there right now.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks, Harris.